Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Donald J. Trump is now President of the United States. President Obama is the ex-president.
I have to say, I'm not exactly sure why we chose that as today's cold open. It's just an oldie and a goodie and like exactly what the internet is all about. When the internet is good, and believe it or not, guys, occasionally the internet is good, that is the good side of the internet. Donald Trump is now your president. No! Poor girl. Whatever happened to her? She's probably a dude now. That's probably what ended up happening to her, right? It's got to be. It's got to be, for sure. I'm Dave Rubin. This is The Rubin Report. It's July 20th, 2022. We're live streaming on Rumble, YouTube, and Blaze TV. Before I do anything else, I want to give a shout out to my man, Max. He is a viewer of the show who reached out to us a couple months ago when I had said, it was still when I was living back in dystopian California in Los Angeles, and I had said I had got a gun. We got some guns because we want to protect the house because this place is a dump and there's, you know, defunding the police and there's crazy people all, you know, wandering in front of my house and all this stuff. So we got some guns and a whole bunch of people had reached out to us offering to give us some training and go shooting and all sorts of stuff. But Max here in Florida reached out to us a while back. It was David's birthday yesterday. We took the whole team. We went shooting our guns, and then we got to shoot an AK-47 and an AR-15. It was just awesome. It was just such a freaking fun day in the free state of Florida, shooting some stuff, and it really was just fantastic. So thank you, Max. And today's show is going to be a little different than our other shows because, well, some crazy things happened that we'll show you up top, but then we're going to kind of shift it a little bit to, we're going to do a little bit of a mindset shift, which is that, you know what I say, you can't take all this stuff too seriously because it'll make you crazy. And that's why so many people are crazy. The people that sort of take politics and that is the sum totality of the way they view the world, they're all sort of bananas, but you have to be able to look at this stuff in a funny way, right? I think hopefully that's at least partly why you watch this show. You have to be able to laugh at some of the stuff, not take it so seriously. You have to be able to mock the hell out of these people and everything else. So we're going to do some mocking. Then we got some sort of offbeat stories. And then we got, of course, some good cleanup stuff at the end about some of the things that are going right. I think you're going to dig it today. Before we get to any of that, let me talk to you guys about Cozy Earth real quick. I really love this stuff. You know, hotter weather used to mean goodbye to a good night's sleep until I discovered Cozy Earth. Cozy Earth bedding is so soft, luxurious, and temperature regulating. I'm sleeping better than I have in years. Listen, there's a good reason why Cozy Earth has thousands of five-star reviews at CozyEarth.com. It's truly awesome bedding. Here's one from Lauren. We literally just got them put on our new bed yesterday, and guys, they are incredible. The sheets are worth every penny. Cozy Earth sheets made from 100% viscous from bamboo are now available in 4 new natural colors. And don't forget, they're temperature regulating and very breathable, so you sleep cool and comfy year round. For a limited time, save 35% on Cozy Earth bedding. Be sure to check out their ultra soft loungewear too. I love the sweatpants, even though I'm here in Florida. That's how soft and light they are. Go to CozyEarth.com/Dave and save 35% off, all backed by 100-night sleep guarantee. CozyEarth.com/Dave. Okay, so first let's talk about the squad. Some call them the jihad squad. Some call them a bunch of crazy people. Some call them woke lunatics, but you know these people. This is AOC. This is Ilhan Omar. This is Rashida Tlaib, Ayanna Pressley. This is this group of Democrat progressives. I'll even say the word. It's a memeable day. They're regressives. They're not progressives. There you go. This is a group of people who came in pretending that they were Democrats, pretending that they cared about America in some way, but they just had this righteous indignation and they were loud and people were sort of into it and they became darlings of the media. Everyone put them on every cover of every magazine, and they have basically destroyed the Democrat Party. They have completely rotted the thing out from the inside. They are wildly anti-American. I don't think they care about any of our founding documents. They are socialists. They basically say they're socialists. They're racists. I would say there's just absolutely no question that Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib especially are racists. AOC is just an idiot who falls into racism. But the other two, I think, are blatant racists. They are buffoons. They don't understand anything about history. Okay, yada, yada, yada. They're bad chicks. But the media loves them because, I don't know, they're young or something like that, right? Well, yesterday, because they're not happy about the Supreme Court decision on Roe v. Wade, and when Democrats are not happy, they get to protest at places and burn things down and violently attack things, et cetera, et cetera. In this case, they protested over by Congress, by the Capitol over there. And, you know, some of them were arrested and they busted out their acting chops, basically. Here's a little video from CNN on what happened. Okay, so there they are, and you know, you can see the people in the back shut it down because they're allowed to shut things down. When Republicans do, it means a bunch of white supremacists are about to assassinate the vice president and yada, yada, yada. Okay, fine. CNN actually lied in that report there. AOC was not arrested. She was removed temporarily. She was not arrested. That's one thing. The other thing that's interesting about this is that if you watch that video, and we're gonna show you another version of it in just a second, they all were pretending to be handcuffed. They were not handcuffed. They were all putting their hands behind their back like this for the optics of looking like police, mean white supremacist government agent police were showing up and arresting them and dragging them off. That is not what happened at all. Here is AOC. She's not handcuffed there. She's pretending to be handcuffed. She's also got a big smile on her face. This is very similar to a week ago. We showed you that video where Alex Stein, who's a comedian, was standing outside steps of the Capitol, and he kept calling her big booty AOC, and she didn't hear it. She thought he was a fan. She ran over with the peace sign. She's just an actress. That's what she is. She is an actress whose strings are being pulled by who, I'm not exactly sure, but she's very excited because she knows the optics as she gallivants with her long strides and her smug demeanor and her pretend I'm being arrested. And she claimed she was arrested. Again, she was not arrested. Benny Johnson, who's a friend of the show, you've seen Benny, he is a meme maker extraordinaire. He found the mugshot. That is a joke, people. That is just a joke. She was not, in fact, arrested. My God. We should probably arrest her, though. We've got more video. Here's Ilhan Omar, who is a racist lunatic, defund the police, crazy person. Here's her being fake arrested. Look at her. She has her hands behind the back, walking herself. Her hands are behind, no, there's nothing there. She's holding her own hands behind her back, pretending to be arrested. It's such a perfect, like, visual example of everything they do. They lie about everything. There is not one thing that they say or do because they are so deep in the mire and the muck of the lies that everything they do, they cannot do anything other than lie and other than do things to create theatrics. So then when they do that, when they're doing this thing right there, and it's like, when they're doing it, why are they doing it? They want the optics of, we've been arrested for peaceful protest, except that's just not what happened. But that's what they want you to think so that they can further erode their brainwashed audience's faith in the system because they want to destroy the system. That is what they are here to do. These people are frauds and should be ignored and exposed. And by the way, you have every right to protest. You have to protest within the law. I don't know exactly what was going on there that got the police involved. You know, there are noise ordinances. You cannot block streets and traffic and stop ambulance. There are things around that. You cannot protest outside of, say, a Supreme Court justice's house with the intent to intimidate them. So there are some rules, but the Democrats don't want any rules anymore. They have decided there should be no rules. Well, for us, actually. Right, there are all sorts of rules for you guys. And if you guys trip over anything, if you trip over that imaginary line that we're always moving, we're gonna throw you guys in jail, right? That's what we're going to do. Did you know this? This was probably the most underreported story over the last couple of days. Do you guys remember Dr. Simone Gold? She was on this show. She was one of the frontline doctors who was basically saying you don't need the vaccine and masks don't work and a whole bunch of other stuff. We had her on the show probably about a year ago now. I've met her in person a couple times. She was at the Capitol on January 6th. She gave a little speech. She was giving a speech in the Capitol, right? She actually went into the building. She did not break anything. She did not punch anybody in the face. She didn't have a knife or a gun or anything else, but she gave a little speech there. She's now in jail, I believe, for 60 days, if I'm not mistaken. She's going to be in jail for 60 days. This is a frontline doctor who showed up at the Capitol that day to protest. I don't want to get into the January 6th thing because I think it's such a farce, but these police officers and security at the Capitol, they let them in. It's not to defend every action of every single person, but that's the point of all this, that if you're on the right, let's say, or you're just not a crazy woke leftist progressive, they will treat you one way. And then these people, AOC and her jihad squad crazies, they have to pretend they're being arrested as opposed to the people who actually get arrested for protesting. But if you think that's crazy, people, we have a story right now that I saw this yesterday and I said, guys, we have to cover it. And they said, are you sure, Dave? Is this the type of thing we want to cover on this program? And I said, we have to cover this. This is important. This is vital. People need to know about this. And we have to talk about it so that it doesn't happen again. Here's a tweet from the New York Post. Arnold Schwarzenegger deliberately farted in my face. Actress claims. The woman being pictured there, by the way, I'm told is only 23 years old, but that's what happened to her after Schwarzenegger farted in her face. We've got some more information from USA Today on exactly what happened there. This is very important stuff, people. Actress Miriam Margolyes knows how to hold a grudge, opening up about a foul experience she had with former co-star Arnold Schwarzenegger more than two decades ago. During an appearance on the I've Got News For You podcast Monday, Margolyes was asked by host Andrew Bucklow if there were any celebrity co-stars she didn't enjoy working with over the course of her nearly 60-year career. The Harry Potter actress immediately brought up Schwarzenegger, saying she didn't care for him. She explained, "He's a bit too full of himself." Margolyes and Schwarzenegger co-starred in 1999's At End of Days, an apocalyptic horror film about an ex-cop's quest to thwart Satan's search for a bride. Margolyes revealed Schwarzenegger was rude to her on set and that they had an unpleasant encounter while filming. "He farted in my face," Margolyes told Bucklow. "Now I fart, of course I do, but I don't fart in people's faces. He did it deliberately right in my face." So you see, this is what's happening in society, okay? And I think we can link this directly to the progressives because, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger was a Republican governor in California and now he's pretty much a Democrat. And you just start farting on people's faces. I don't know exactly why we did that story. I just felt people needed to know. Because you know what it is? I guess it's the metaphor. The left has been farting in all of our faces and we have accepted it. But that's it, people. We are not going to let them fart in our face anymore, literally or figuratively. But we've got more. I told you, this is going to be an interesting, slightly different show with some of this breaking type news. It's wild stuff that we're going to get to in just a sec. Let me talk to you about real estate agents I trust. You guys know that buying or selling a home is one of the most stressful things you can do, and it can be way worse if you're not working with the right agent. Generally speaking, our homes are our biggest investment, which is a ton of responsibility, and you need an agent who takes that seriously. That's why I recommend Real Estate Agents I Trust. They work with only the best agents in every market. They do their homework, talking to every agent before inviting them to join their network, and they only work with full-time pros, no part-time or inexperienced agents. Their team makes the introduction and then follows you through the buying or selling process to make sure that you're satisfied. The agents they work with have long track records and are the best sellers in their field. They're part of this audience. They share your values and they're almost anywhere you want to go. Just head on over to realestateagentsitrust.com today and provide them with some info. Their team will contact you to make an introduction to a preferred agent in your town. Then you move to Florida, shoot guns, and live happily ever after. Okay, if Arnold Schwarzenegger farting in this woman's face wasn't enough. Wasn't, my God, Dave, I've heard enough crazy stuff for one day. Well, we've still got more because do we have the warning? Do we have the warning for the people? Yes, here's Joy Behar on The View. She's freaking out over climate change.
Deported. What the hell is wrong with y'all? Don't you see what's happening?
No, they're waiting for the Eiffel Tower to melt. Because, you know, a runway in England is melting. They cannot land a plane on the...
Okay. They're waiting for the Eiffel Tower to melt. I think she butchered a joke, perhaps, that she was saying that the water is going to raise so that ultimately the sea level will engulf the Eiffel Tower. Then she mentions this runway. Yes, there was a hot runway somewhere in England. They don't have any evidence that any of this has to do with climate change. These are the same crazy people who 20 years ago, 30 years, 40 years ago, you can look at all of the headlines in Newsweek and Time Magazine and elsewhere that the big chill is coming and we're going to go into a global freeze. And then temperatures went up slightly and down a little bit more. And also couching all of that is the idea that if you just gave these people enough power, if you just behaved a little bit differently, if you just used a little bit of a different bag when you went to Whole Foods, that somehow the environment would be okay, or that a bunch of these people who have never accomplished anything, these people who are not industry leaders, these people who are not thought leaders, these people who are just bureaucrat, nonsensical usurpers of your time and resources, if they just had more of your time and resources, then they could fix the environment. These people cannot tie their shoes, okay? They cannot tie their shoes. They're just the worst. But what is their answer to climate change? Because sure, I could say all that stuff, but Dave, could you really think this whole thing is a farce? Could you really think that a bunch of people who lie about everything, they wouldn't lie about this? This is serious stuff. I mean, sure, they lied about COVID. They lie about literally every public policy thing. They call everyone a racist. Every single thing that they do is complete nonsense. But climate change, I mean, Dave, please, what are you doing? For God's sakes. Well, now they're pulling one out of their basic Simpsons movie situation. You remember the Simpsons movie, the plot of the... that wasn't the Simpsons movie. The Simpsons movie, I'm crossing up two things. It was a Simpsons episode where Mr. Burns blocks out the sun. That was the... Connor, I'm blaming you on this one. The movie was about the dome. We went through this before the show. The movie was about the dome. Okay, you all know about the dome, right? But the Simpsons five-part episode when Maggie, who shot Mr. Burns, was because Mr. Burns blocked out the sun, right? He blocked out the sun because he wanted Burns slant drilling, right? So he could make all the money. Well, if you thought that was crazy, and that I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I think I was in college, that was around 1994, Mr. Burns blocking out the sun. Well, the World Economic Forum's looking into it. We've got a tweet from the Daily Wire. Should be no risk. World Economic Forum pushes space bubbles to block out the sun and stop climate change. And there's, of course, a picture of evil psycho leader Klaus Vader. Yeah, not a good dude. Okay, so they are literally taking a plot from The Simpsons from roughly 30 years ago. We're going to block out the sun. What is the World Economic Forum? Why do these people have any power over any of our governments? Why do our leaders flock to them and listen to them? None of it makes any sense. And again, do you think that whether it's a shield from the sun or a space bubble, or we put bubbles on the water to reflect the sun back up so the oceans stay cool, do you think any of this works? None of it works. It's all made up. This is the grift of grifts. This is the higher... You know what the sun... Do you guys know about the sun? So the sun is this hot ball. Okay, it's a star. And you maybe when you were a kid, you looked up at the stars, right? You might have wished upon a star, okay? And there's a lot of stars. Carl Sagan, a famous astronomer, was he a physicist also? He was an astronomer at least. He did Cosmos, of course, and wrote the movie Contact, one of my favorite movies. He used to talk about billions and billions of stars, right? That was before memes. He used to go on Johnny Carson. Billions and billions. And the stars that are out there, there's many of them. And actually, our sun, which is a star, is not that special. It's just that our Earth, our planet that we're on, happens to be close enough to it. All the conditions are right so that life was able to start here. We now have a conglomerate globalist group that would like to block us from that thing that people have prayed to, that thing that creates light and life and all of that stuff. That's what these freaks are interested in. I'm not a big fan of getting rid of the sun, okay? Just want to be very, very clear about that. But there's more. There's more. It's not just that they want to get rid of the sun. Here is Alibaba Group President J. Michael Evans at the World Economic Forum talking about how once they get rid of the sun, they have other plans for you.
We're developing, through technology, an ability for consumers to measure their own carbon footprint. What does that mean? That's, where are they traveling? How are they traveling? What are they eating? What are they consuming on the platform? So, individual carbon footprint tracker. Stay tuned. We don't have it operational yet, but this is something that we're working on.
I mean, that is some Death Star level shit. This thing's not fully operational, but we're going to make it fully operational. But as you guys know, there's always a way to blow up a Death Star, and that's what I'm here to do. Michael liked that one. Did you hear what he said? Who, what, when, where? We're going to track you, where you are, who you are, when you are, all of those things. Your carbon footprint and what you're doing online. What is going on here, people? I just am not interested in this. I'm not interested in this. And I guess I have to destroy these people. I have nothing better to do. I really don't. I have a lot going on. I do have a lot going on. I have a busy day. You guys see my calendar. I have a lot going on every day. Even today, I have to go to the physical therapist. It's not that I have nothing to do. I just feel that I have to save the world. It's just in me. It's annoying as hell sometimes, I gotta tell you. Anyway, all of this, this craziness, we're gonna block the sun, we're gonna track where you are, we're gonna pretend to get arrested, we're gonna fart in your face. You see the connection that I'm making on all this stuff. It's all sort of cover for this inept, bumbling buffoon who is pretending to be president of the United States. So we've got some video here. This is Coordinator for Strategic Communications of the White House, John Kirby, and he's covering for Joe Biden, who's been missing since he's been back from the Middle East.
One more on that. So I noticed on the president's schedule the last 2 days, there have been no public events. Is he resting after the large international trips?
The president's been busy. I'll let Kareem speak to the president's schedule, but the president's been quite busy. Just because you don't see something necessarily on the public schedule doesn't mean that there's not a lot of work going on.
No, he's not. There's just no chance. He got back from this disastrous trip. This trip could not have gone worse, short of like literally starting World War III, right? This trip could not have gone worse. The bumbling, talking about honoring the Holocaust, the fist bump with MBS after he was not going to meet with him. This thing was a disaster, basically begging the Saudis for oil while we're shutting off our own oil. Just the whole thing was a freaking disaster. Not knowing where he is, shaking imaginary hands. He's old and tired and confused, and they are running him into the grave, literally. So he's obviously been resting for these 48 hours. And by the way, for any of you that have ever been to Europe, when you come back, you're a little jet lagged. Phoenix, you were in Italy about 2 months ago. Did you need a little rest when you came back? A little bit of rest, a couple extra hours of sleep, okay? We've all done it. We've all gone from coast to coast. You could be a little bit tired. So I would grant him 48 hours of laying in the tomb that they put him in at night, and then they bring him up and they inject him with all the stuff and they get him out there. I'd be fine with that. But they can't be honest about anything. Oh, Jean Corinne, we've got the black lesbian. She'll explain where the dead man is. But what is really going on here? Now I can link this all together. Between farting in the face, between the Eiffel Tower melting, between blocking out the sun, between hiding the old bastard. Here's a tweet from El American about what might actually be going on here over the next couple of days, because they realized they needed to ramp up the fear. The COVID fear is not working anymore. The Biden administration is expected to seize emergency powers by the end of the week with an announcement that the climate crisis demands immediate executive action. Okay, this is legit. This is their next move. And by the way, many people have been talking about this. They are going to ramp up climate change because they realize they are running out of cards. The Biden thing broke down so quickly and became so obvious so quickly, and they can't censor us all fast enough. And God only knows what else is in there is their bag of tricks. But now they have to ramp it up again, because I think they're realizing, even in the last week where they're ramping up COVID again and parts of Cali are going to put masks on and all that stuff, they're realizing that too many people are just not going to do it. So how the hell can we really scare them? Well, the sun is going to either crash into the earth, or the water is going to boil. We're going to melt buildings. All hell is going to break loose. And only if you give the old man, who literally doesn't know where he is, more power through executive actions, he will somehow stop the environment from environmenting. That's how we're going to do it. Here's a black lesbian explaining what's going on.
A public health emergency, as I just laid out. And so we're just still moving forward with the options that we potentially have in front of us. Everything is on the table. But to declaring a public health emergency is very different from declaring a climate emergency. Each unlocks a different set of authorities and a different pot of funding.
Oh, so we're going to declare a public health emergency and she'll get to unlock some stuff and take some more money and do some more stuff and grow the government. But if she really went all the way, right, with the elderly guy, they'd do a climate emergency and then they could unlock other stuff and have more money. And guess what? That's coming too. There is no emergency. It's all nonsense. We can talk about what is going on with the environment and that it warms up sometimes and cools off sometimes. But why don't they tell you about any of the good news? Might I recommend you go to a site called Human Progress, humanprogress.org. They do a great job showing you about all of the good things that are happening right now, that there is less famine than ever before, that there is more green on the earth than ever before, that the global rates of poverty are way low, that more people have risen to the middle class and all of that stuff. But they don't want you to know any of that. What they want you to think is that only if you give these people who are not good people more of your everything. They want it all, guys. They want it all. If you give them all of that control over your life and they can track where you are and they can turn on the sun and turn off the sun and tell you when to go out and lock you in the metaverse and all of those things. And I know this all sounds crazy, but it's all true. It's all true. Then things will be okay. But it's not just that she's unlocking certain things now and they're going to unlock other things later. They also want, and again, this was all stuff that 2 years ago you would have been told you were a complete conspiracy theorist for. This is the type of stuff that made people watch Alex Jones and they'd go, Alex Jones is bananas. What do you mean there's a global thing happening? There's a global one world government and they're going to coordinate together and somehow it'll be above the United States. This is the type of stuff that would get people banned years ago. And now they're just blatantly admitting it right in front of us. Here is Karine Jean-Pierre talking about the globalist plan.
Senator Manchin is rejecting the global tax deal that Secretary Yellen negotiated with 100 plus countries. What will happen if those countries move ahead with the deal and the U.S. doesn't?
So I have a couple of points on that that I wanted to share with all of you. So we remain committed to finalizing a global minimum tax. It will level the playing field, as you all know, for U.S. businesses, decrease incentives to move jobs offshore, and close loopholes that corporations have used to shift profits overseas.
Yeah, okay, none of that will work. There's always ways to get around taxes. And also, I'm pretty sure, I'm a simple guy, so sometimes I forget about these things, but I'm pretty sure that when I voted for, say, my mayor, and I voted for my governor, and I voted for my president, but I didn't vote for a global organization that was going to decide what the tax rates are all over the world. I don't remember voting for that. Do you guys remember voting for? No, nobody. So that's weird. I guess we should probably be, you know, just put that in your little, you know, just put that up there. Keep that in mind that we never voted for any of this. And the idea that any of this would work to do any of those things and that these clowns who have wrecked our economy. No, if we just have a global minimum tax, then things will be better for American companies. I mean, it's just silly drivel, absolute silly drivel. And speaking of silly drivel, here's Gay Pete. Now, Gay Pete, of course, as you know, is the transportation secretary. Never had any experience doing transportation. He was the mayor of South Bend, Indiana, very small town. It's unclear to me whether he had a car, even. He did once get caught. They wanted a video of him riding a bike. And then he, of course, got caught because they put him in a truck with the bike. And then they took him somewhere. And then he got on the bike. But they wanted to make it seem like he's a real big biker because he's a transportation guy. He's completely inept. He took a few months off for paternity leave while all of the supply chain stuff was going down. He is nothing. He is just a suit with nothing in it. He is pretending he speaks with the same affect as Barack Obama. I mean, they're just training him. He's sort of like a young Biden. It's just like you're a suit that's part of the machine. You stand for nothing, but you always say the thing that the machine wants you to say. But then we have a real congressman. This is Thomas Massie of Kentucky. And he's grilling Gay Pete on what's going on here with all this electric car nonsense.
The average household uses 17% of their electricity for air conditioning. And that would mean the average household uses 1,870 kilowatt hours per year for air conditioning. If that average household plugged in electric cars, do you know how much more electricity they would use in comparison to the air conditioning that air conditions their whole house?
No, but again, I would emphasize it will be less.
Let me help you with that first before we go on, because the numbers are important. It would take four times as much electricity to charge the average household's cars as the average household uses on air conditioning. Do you think that could be? So if we reach the goal by 2030 that Biden has of 50% adoption instead of 100% adoption, that means the average household would use twice as much electricity charging one of their cars as they would use for all of the air conditioning that they use for the entire year. Do you think this could contribute to rolling blackouts and brownouts in areas of the country where air conditioning is basically considered essential?
Not if we prepare. Look, the fact that people who have electric vehicles are going to use more electricity can't be a reason to give up. The idea that America is inferior to the other countries that have figured this out just doesn't sit well with us in administration,
and that's why we're investing in a better grid.
God, Pete is so deeply inauthentic. Even his accent feels fake, right? Everything about him feels fake. But Thomas Massie, you might be watching Thomas Massie and go, Dave, you're showing me a congressman from Kentucky. He must be backwards. He must power his car with moonshine. He's from the South. Actually, Thomas Massie has owned an electric vehicle for nearly 10 years. And I have the image on my phone right here, and we're going to put it in post, so you will see it when you watch this clip, and you can Google it yourself. He turned a Tesla Model S battery into a home power system for himself, because I think he's also an electric engineer, if I'm not mistaken. Okay, so this is a guy who believes in electric energy. This is not some anti-technology person. This is not some crazed fossil fuel lobbyist, okay? This is a guy who believes in actual science and all of those things. But what he's saying is, you government stooges, Gay Pete, don't know what you're doing. You're telling people they're going to save money, but they're actually not going to save money. And I have the evidence right here. And Pete basically says, yeah, you know, a certain amount of pain, and if you just give us enough power, we'll figure out how to deal with it. And here's Pete going even a little bit deeper. This is a while back, but it's been making the rounds again over the last couple of days. Pete basically admitting that the pain related to all of this is actually the point.
Of course, the more pain we are all experiencing from the high price of gas, the more benefit there is for those who can access electric vehicles.
Did he just say that? I think we might have to show that again, because that would be an odd thing for a government official to say. We're intentionally hurting you people. That seems odd.
Of course, the more pain we are all experiencing from the high price of gas, the more benefit there is for those who can access electric vehicles.
Do you get it yet? The pain is the point. When they tell you that it is Putin's price hike, it is a lie. They are intentionally increasing the price of gas, not going to our reserves, not unleashing American energy properly, because they want the price to be high. And why do they want the price to be high? So that you will get off that car and you will get one of their electric vehicles. Now, I am not against electric vehicles. I have a Tesla. It's freaking awesome. I drove us all yesterday to the gun range. Was it fun being back there? You guys were watching Netflix. There's a little TV screen back there. Pretty great. I only let them watch the kids' shows, by the way. What were you watching? I was Paw Patrol. You love that Paw Patrol. I'm not against electric vehicles. The Tesla is absolutely awesome, although Tesla, which obviously does get some government subsidies too, is not always on the list of companies that the government really wants to help, because the Biden administration obviously does not love Elon Musk. That's a separate issue altogether. This has nothing to do with whether electric vehicles are good or bad. The point is, the government is actively telling you, because 90% of Americans can't afford an electric vehicle, right? They just can't. And things change over time. Remember what it was 15 years ago if you were buying a 42-inch flat screen TV. I remember I bought my first Samsung 42-inch flat screen TV. I must have bought it around 2008, something like that. I remember it cost $2,500. I had virtually no money. I bought it on a PC Richards payment plan, which it ended up costing me like $5,000 because of all the interest I racked up on that stupid thing. But the point is, things cost a lot, and then over time, so rich people afford them first, right? VCRs used to cost a lot. DVD players, Blu-ray players, whatever. Things cost a lot at first. A certain amount of more wealthy people get them. That then allows more of them to be made. The costs go down. This is basic economics. And then more people can afford it. What they are doing is artificially gaming the system right now and saying, it doesn't matter whether you can afford it or not. We are going to hurt the hell out of you. And what's interesting, even more interesting about it is, so they're hurting the hell out of you by making you pay more for gas, as if suddenly you'll just magically be like, oh, you know what? Sure, I have this Hyundai and, you know, it's only 5 years old, but the gas is so much and I really can't afford anything else. But Pete, gay Pete, wants me to get an electric car and I'm going to go do it because of gay Pete. We have a meme of gay Pete. You can't afford $8 a gallon gasoline? Then buy a 50,000 car, you fucking idiot. I love that one. I love that one. So put his smile on that one. They just really nailed that one. Put that back up for a sec. I mean, it's just, this is what it is. This is the government. We are hurting you. We smile. This is my Barack Obama sleeves up, no jacket pose, and buy a car because yes, you are a fucking idiot. Okay, so how do we win? How do we win? I think this show's sort of danced around that. We win with laughter and making fun of these people and exposing it and all of that stuff. You know it. If we are just lighter, if we are happier and more joyous and more productive, because that also comes along with it, then they will see it. They will see it, and it doesn't mean that they will come with us, but we will show them the way, and perhaps some of them will come with us. And you know what also happens? The endless misery and the LARPing, live-action role-playing, that AOC and Ilhan Omar and all them were doing, and the endlessly being outraged of things and pretending you're in Handmaid's Tale and pretending that the world's going to end, it cannot run forever, right? It can't, because people can't. It's not in the human condition to be able to run on that level of insanity for that long. Laughter is the best medicine, meaning when you see it and you laugh at it and you realize these people are ridiculous and you go live your life, that's how we defeat it. So what's happening is, as the hysteria around it sort of dissipates because they can't maintain it at that level, even the people who ushered in this ridiculous president, this horrible administration, who have pretended everyone else were racist, who pretended the squad were decent people, even they now are realizing they better start making fun of some of this stuff or they're going to be left in the dust. So here's Jimmy Fallon. I have no particular feelings about Jimmy Fallon. He's the NBC Tonight Show host. The Tonight Show is a long way away from the Johnny Carson Tonight Show or the Jack Parr Tonight Show before that, or the Steve Allen Tonight Show before that. I know my history of comedy. Here's Jimmy Fallon, who is obviously a lefty. He's just like a corporate, like you got to just be a sort of corporate nothing to get on NBC late night. Okay, is what it is. He's making a lot of money. Probably a decent guy, actually. Remember when he touched Donald Trump's hair? Remember that years ago? He had Donald Trump on, he touched his hair, and then they tried to cancel him. Because you can't make Donald Trump look like a human. That's literally what they're saying. You're humanizing him. You're humanizing that man. Anyway, here's Jimmy Fallon realizing that the tide's turning, so he better start making fun of Biden.
Let's get to some news. On Friday, President Biden held a controversial meeting with the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia. But the real controversy was that Biden greeted him with a fist bump. Watch this. Yeah. Biden said that wasn't a fist bump. That was me trying to punch him as hard as I could. Hadouken! Not a great look. It's like greeting Putin with a chest bump and a bro hug. My man, what are you doing? Meanwhile, I read that Dr. Fauci said that he plans to retire by the end of President Biden's term. Yeah, then everyone turned to Biden like, is there anything you'd like to announce, too? Of course, once he's gone, Fauci will be replaced by a new, slightly weaker variant.
Okay, fine. Like, that's comedy to some degree. I didn't laugh. I thought the Street Fighter fist thing was kind of funny. But somebody might have laughed at that. But the point is that the average person that watches these shows, it might start bubbling in their brain. Oh, maybe Joe Biden is very old and confused. Maybe these fist bumps instead of handshakes don't make any sense. Maybe he should retire because Fauci's getting out. So maybe something good here is happening. That is the point. And then I thought this is great. Like, this is true. It is a joke and it is true. This is a tweet from Newsmax. This is just spectacular. The place where President Joe Biden fell off his bicycle last month in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, has been listed as a historical landmark called Brandon Falls on Google Maps, the Washington Examiner reported on Tuesday. Like, that's it, people. That literally is how we win. I really believe it. There will be some political answers too, and you got to vote for the right people, and you got to live in states that have a chance, and you got to leave states that don't have a chance. But that's how we'll win. That really is how we'll win. That's how the culture thing will get won. We lost this because decent people lost the culture, but we can win this by decent people grabbing the culture back. We got a cold close for you in a moment. Do we have locals comments today? We have some locals comments today. I'll give you 5 seconds for some. Oh, they're coming. Here they go. Here we go. Snowbaby89 says Democrats can't make up their mind on what they want to freak out the most on fast enough. They're manic in how quickly they jump from crisis to crisis. Right. And once you see that, that's why I'm always talking about you got to just see it. And that's why I always go back to old clips, because once you see, hey, they had us crazy about COVID. Now they need us crazy about the climate. And guess what? They used to have us crazy about Y2K. Remember Y2K a long time ago? They keep you crazy from thing to thing, but that cannot, if you are sane, if you are grounded, if you understood that the story of being a human has happened before and it's going to happen again, and you're just a little piece of the puzzle, and to just do the best you can within that. If you get that, they will not make you crazy. And that's what they fear the most, because if you are not crazy, you will realize you don't need them. And then what are they if you don't need them? They are nothing. Remember that end of V for Vendetta? When Prime Minister Sutler, he's basically saying, we have to show them how much they need us. What if we don't need them? Captain America says, could this be the Captain America? Incredible. They defunded the police, so the cops didn't have any money for handcuffs. Oh, maybe that was their move all along. They defunded the police so that they could protest, so that they could disturb the public, and then the police would not be able to handcuff them. So they, I mean, LARPers, they're LARPers. Google LARPing. If you haven't seen any LARPing videos, this is where a bunch of like bearded sort of asexual weirdos pretend that they're like in, you know, 1700 England. Oh, thou doth tope. And they got their little fake little cardboard swords and they poke each other. And I don't know, it's very weird, but that's basically what AOC is at this point. Talway says, I find it actually heartening that since the left has gone so far off the rails, former gun control libs like Dave and Tim Pool have come to understand why the founding fathers put the Second Amendment in the Constitution. Yeah, well, thank you. And by the way, it's not just us. There are so many people. Tim Pool is the right example on this. Tim and I, we both described ourselves as disaffected liberals, right? Tim and I also sort of grew together, I would say, you know, in this online world, whatever this thing is. And Tim's huge right now. And part of that is we were trying to put the brakes on the leftist insanity. But at the same time, we were willing to have the conversations with the conservatives. What happens to a lot of liberals is they can call out a degree of the leftist stuff, but they're still afraid of conservatives. And because I wasn't, and because I don't think Tim is, I think it's why our thoughts, doesn't mean we're right about everything, obviously, but it's why there's, you know what I think. And in a case of going shooting yesterday, which we took the whole team to go shooting, and it was fun and it was awesome. And it was when you're doing it and you're out there, you're like, man, it is important to be able to defend myself. Listen, I live in Miami, Florida. We have a great police department here. I've got a great mayor. I have a phenomenal governor. We did have an incident at the house. The cops were here in about 2 minutes. They were nice. Several of them knew me. It's all good. But you still want to be able to defend yourself. You still want that. So defending the Second Amendment, defending the First Amendment, hey, defending all those amendments, I think it's good. And yeah, the crazier they get, I think they can get more people to realize that too. You can always play along during the show by joining us at rubinreport.locals.com. And don't forget, we have an Apple iOS app and we've got a Google Play app for the Android. My full Miami improv interview with Christina Pouchon, Governor Ron DeSantis' press secretary, is out this Sunday. Is that right? It's out this Sunday. Tomorrow. Tomorrow on YouTube and Rumble. Yeah. And guess what? It's up on Locals already. So there you go. All right. And we've got a cold close for you today. We started with a crazy person screaming when Donald Trump was announced president. It was a very scary day for a lot of people. We leave you with the woman who could be president if Joe Biden can't get to the finish line. Have a good one.
I think that, to be very honest with you, I do believe that we should have rightly believed, but we certainly believe that certain issues are just settled. All signs point to good work having happened, but more work to get done.
What the hell just happened?
Thank you guys for tuning in to the Rubin Report Direct Message. We're live on Rumble, Blaze TV, and YouTube every weekday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. Don't forget to review, share, and subscribe to this podcast. And if you're looking for early and exclusive content, you can join me on Locals at rubinreport.locals.com.